It's time for another Senior Spotlight on You Are There Sports, and we're joined now by Laura Touches. Laura, let's find out a little bit about your family here as we start this interview.
I'm currently living with my dad. My parents are divorced, so it's a split household, and I'm with my dad most of the school year with my younger sister.
Okay, what grade is your sister in, and what's her name?
Mary Beth Touches. She's in 10th grade.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the activities you're involved in, Laura. What keeps you busy here at Piers Healy High?
I spend a lot of time doing band, MHS, Spanish club, and book club are the main ones that I'm involved in.
Okay. MHS, that's Honor Society. Tell us about that and what that's all about and how you get involved in that.
So with MHS, last year we did an individual project, Blankets for Veterans. This year I'm working with Kirsten, and we're going to be doing books for children in the hospitals.
Okay. How do you get to be a member of MHS? Is that something that you need to be nominated for? I mean, MHS is Honor Society, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you get, do you just join, sign up for it, or is it a nomination type thing?
I'm pretty sure it's a nomination thing, because I got a letter from Mrs. Gendra.
Okay.
And then we had to fill out an application and apply.
So the Blankets for Vets, tell us about that project. Now, we just had Veterans Day not too long ago. Some of the history about that, what have you learned and what have you taken from that experience getting to know about the plight of our veterans?
It was more emotional than I thought it would be when we actually went to donate the blankets. Mm-hmm. And we went around to the local nursing homes and Piers and gave them personally. And some of these people, I guess, hadn't had visitors and had started, like, crying when we gave them a present. And most of them were just so happy to see someone. It was kind of heartbreaking.
Wow, that's a tremendous story. And what a great gift, I'm sure, that was for them. You mentioned you're in band. Let's talk about that with Mr. Poland here. And, boy, you just had the Addams Family musical. You were part of that pit band. What instrument do you play, Laura?
I play the flute.
Okay. What time of your school career do you begin? Is when I was in high school, I think it was like fourth grade maybe, they let us into the band room and we picked up instruments and tried. Is that still the case here? Is that about the age you get started in band?
Yep, you do the experiment day in fourth grade, then fifth grade you start playing.
Okay, is there a certain reason why you picked the flute? Are you really good at it, or is it just something that it's the smallest case? That's how I would think. It's the smallest case that I can carry, and I don't have to lug around a big tuba case.
I actually was supposed to play the clarinet because that's what the teacher at the time wanted, but I was just so stubborn, and I wanted to play the flute, so okay. I kind of stuck my ground and picked the flute.
And like anything, as a musician, it takes a lot of practice. How much time do you spend, you know, just alone, just practicing your sheet music, your scales, whatever you do to become good at as a flute player, or a flautist?
Outside of band, on a normal day, I usually don't do too much. I'm usually doing homework. But when, like right now, I'm working on a solo piece, and I like to spend about 10 minutes a day trying to do it. It doesn't always happen, but I try.
When are you going to debut this solo piece?
I'm doing it for a college scholarship, and that is due the 14th of January, and then I'll be doing it for solo ensemble this spring.
Well, that leads me into a good question there. What are your post-high school plans here for college?
I want to be a math teacher.
Wow, what interests you about math?
I just like how everything has a finite answer and it all comes together and is very organized.
Wow, that's great. Any particular schools you've kind of put your eye on, or is there a certain area of math? I mean, it's such a wide-ranging topic here.
I'm not sure where I want to go. I'm pretty sure a university, because I'd like to eventually get my master's, but I'd like to teach high school for a few years and see where that leads me.
And as far as athletics, are you involved in any activities in that regard?
I'm on the golf team, but not much besides that.
Okay. How's the golf team going to be this spring?
Very good, I hope. That's an amazing group of girls we have, and Mrs. LeBlanc is a very good teacher. She's very patient in helping us learn.
When you look back now, here you are a senior, do you wake up some days and say, wow, I can't believe there's only a few months left here. Where did the time go?
Almost every day. It's like, it feels like just yesterday. It was like, oh, I'm in seventh grade, high school, so many years. And now it's like, oh, man, it's over. Like,
do you think you'll be more excited to graduate, or will it be the same type of excitement like you mentioned when you're in seventh grade? Like, oh, I'm the little kid in the hallway here.
I think a little bit. It's just amazing how fast time just flies by. And
what would you tell your seventh grade self if you could go back and talk to seventh grade Laura Taugis?
Do all the activities you are like, oh, I should try, but I don't think it'd be good, or people would judge me. No one really cares that much. They're like, you're here, good for you. It's everyone's just super open. It's fun.
Do you have a particular memory maybe that you will take and cherish that you kind of hold close to your heart more than any other through your career?
Oh, man, picking just one is going to be forever. But going to Costa Rica my junior year with Horning and all the students, everything that happened on that trip was phenomenal.
Can you give us a little something in Spanish?
Que quieres? What do you want me to say?
Okay. Well, I am illiterate when it comes to Spanish, except when I go through Taco Bell, and then I become fluent. Laura, thank you very much. Good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thanks.
All right. That's Laura Taugis. She joins us here on a Senior Spotlight.